blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. I am for Jesus, in Him lies my hope. Have you been cleansed and whole? Are you washed in His blood? Are your garments spotless? Are you free indeed? Are you walking daily by the Savior's side? Now is the time, don't delay. He's calling on you. Now is the time, don't delay. He's calling on you.
Thank you for joining us again this week. Fruit of the Spirit. The expectation is that Spirit-filled believer should achieve something for God's glory. For those of us that are born again Christians, saved, redeemed, bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ and receive the gift of Holy Spirit, our Lord Jesus Christ expects us to glorify His holy name and bear fruits of the Holy Spirit. The book of Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 to 23 lists love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. These are 9 characteristics listed as the fruit of the Spirit. Growing in the fruit of the Spirit is expected of those who have decided to turn to God. These characteristics are not suggestion or possibility. They are aspect of the mind of God. We are to grow, to think and act more as Jesus Christ does. And the fruit of the Spirit help outline the path of a Christian. The Holy Spirit's fruit is very important because the Holy Spirit is part of the triunion of God. Holy Spirit is God. We need the Holy Spirit for our salvation. The Spirit of God is God. If we live in the Spirit, we must also walk and live our life in the Spirit. If we live our life in the Holy Spirit, then bearing this fruit of the Holy Spirit should be imperative in our life. It shows an alternative way of life to the one Satan is offering. This fruit of Spirit is meant to become our way of life, our standard of living in Christ Jesus. We do what we do because of what we are. We are like trees. For example, apple trees bear apples, and pear trees produce pear. The peaches tree grow peaches. So the fruit is the natural result of the nature of the tree. You can tie apple to a peach tree, but that will not make it an apple tree. In the same way, just as the fruit of the tree naturally flows from the tree nature, even so, the attitude, words, and action of our life reveal ourselves and our true nature. Dear friend, what fruit are you producing? What type of fruit are you germinating from your soul? What type of fruit are you radiating to the world? Are you producing hatred instead of love? Are you producing division instead of peace? Jesus Christ said, quote, "Even so, Every good tree bear good fruit, but the bad trees bear bad fruit. Therefore, by their fruit, you will know them. Matthew chapter 7, verse 17, and Matthew chapter 7, verse 20. The Lord expects every Christian to bear spiritual fruit. When you trust Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you are given the Holy Spirit. There is only one Spirit, but there are many attributes of Him that are evident in believers' life. As a believer, the Holy Spirit should control us, not the whims and passion of this world. We are to yield to Him, depend on Him, and not to the power, position, or materials of this world. Our Christian walk of faith is a continuous battle between our new nature and our old nature. We must walk by the Spirit daily and allow the Spirit to walk in our life. As we abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit, I pray to God to fill us with joy, love, and peace as we believe in Him. I pray that the Holy Spirit empower our life to produce the fruit of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Only through His power we can live in holiness and in victory over sin. Amen. Next week, we will start teaching each characteristics of the fruit of the Spirit. What it means to possess and bear fruit of the Spirit. So watch out for our message next week. Thank you for listening to this message. May the Lord bless you and favor you. May the joy, peace, and salvation of Jesus Christ be with you and your family. I am Dr. Gabriel Oluwakotame of Faith Wallet Ministry. Share this message. If you are blessed, subscribe to our YouTube channel. Like us on our Facebook page for daily inspiration, words of God. See you next week.
Are your garments spotless? Are you free indeed? Are you walking daily by the Savior's side? Now is the time, don't delay. He's calling on you. Now is the time, don't delay. He's calling on you.
You have been listening to Faith Hour, brought to you by Faith Wallet Ministries, headquartered in San Antonio, Texas, USA. Our messages are designed for you to come closer to God. Let repentance be your daily song. You can listen to all our messages on our website, faithwallet.org, YouTube, Facebook, and many audio streaming apps like Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and many more. You can send your email to faithwallet55@gmail.com. If you want to receive daily words of encouragement in your personal mailbox, send your WhatsApp number to 210-868-9701. Again, the number is 210-868-9071. May the Lord bless you and give you the grace to abide by His will. Amen. Now is the time, don't delay. He's calling.